Star 94.1, and we welcome Brenda Jefferson. Brenda, how are you?
Oh, I am blessed today. How are you, AJ?
Good. Your project, this is your debut project, and it's a very refreshing project. Tell us about the title of the project and how you came to choose that title.
Okay, Time of Refreshing is the title of it, and God woke me up early one morning, and I just felt so good and so happy, and God told me, say, this is a new day, and it's a new you, and it's time for refreshing. I have to refresh you and put a new spirit in your heart and your mind, and I just woke up happy, and God gave me the sign. I just heard the words, it's time for refreshing.
Now, on this project, for your first project, you got some heavy hitters on the project like Lisa Page Brooks, Beverly Crawford, Joe Lagan, Lucretia Campbell. How'd you manage to get all those folks to help you on your first project?
Oh, it was a blessing. A lot of them I knew, known over the years, and when I told them what I was doing and I wanted their help on the project, just singing on the project, and all of them, was happy to do it. So that was a blessing.
Let's talk about some of the songs on the project. When you first get into the project, I think it's very unique how you introduce the project, and I really like that. But the first song, Oh Clap Your Hands, tell us about that.
Well, Oh Clap Your Hands, over the years, the whole CD is about, you know, just my life story and, you know, things that I experienced over the years. And there was a time that I was really down, and I was just, you know, I was shame. I was like, you know, I couldn't clap my hands in church like everybody else. And I had wrote the song a few years back, but then God gave me, you know, I said, you know, when God gave me the project to do, and I went with Oh Clap Your Hands, I couldn't clap my hands. And there's so many people that's in church that are bound and just want to be free and want to clap their hands, but they can't. So God told me those songs on that CD would bless people when they hear them and be able to bless all that listen to the songs.
There's a song called Great God, which features Beverly Crawford. You can feel that anointing. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes, Great God. You know, and when God do so many great things for us in our life, and God, you know, he healed my body. You know, I was at the point of death, and, I mean, God came in, and he showed himself great in my life. So, you know, just wanting people to know how great God is, and no matter what anybody say about you or what they do to you, knowing that God is the great God, and God is our protector.
You mentioned you were at the point of death. Is there a testimony for Brenda Jefferson?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because I was just, you know, the doctors after, you know, I was at home. And I'm, you know, usually if I'm sick or something, you know, my husband would say, you know, you need to go to the doctor. Let me go to the hospital. And I said, no. He said God spoke to him and told him to call an ambulance and rush me to the hospital. And when I got there, I mean, the doctors, I don't remember anything for a few hours, but, you know, when I did come to, you know, my doctor was standing there, and he told me, say, you know, you should have been dead. And if your husband wouldn't have brought you in the hospital when he did, you would have died. And so I just thank God. So I know that he's a great God.
I Will Trust in the Lord, which features Joe Lagan. How about that?
Yes. Oh, see, I can't help but trust him.
Hey.
He's done so many great things in my life, so I have to trust in him. I'll trust him to the day I die. I always trust him.
Now, you and your husband, Bishop M.B. Jefferson, you guys have a strong ministry, you know, dealing with folks who've had addiction problems.
Yes.
Why not stay with the ministry? Why do an album?
Well, God gave me the album. I've been writing songs for about maybe 15 years, but I've never went, you know, national or anything with him. I just, you know, kind of wrote songs God gave me. Years ago, I asked God, you know, and in ministry, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, what am I doing, you know, and when I first started out, it was like I didn't have anything. And I asked God, I said, Lord, give me something that I know that you gave me. And I used to hear songs in my mind, and I could just hear it, and I could hear the lyrics to the songs and everything, and I would just write the songs, and I would just, you know, just do it just for my benefit, just, you know, my hobby. And so when God told me to go national, and he said I would bless it, so, you know, that's when I went national.
Let's speak life on this project. We're talking to Brenda Jefferson. The project's called A Time of Refreshing. If we were to speak life on this project, where would you want this project to take Brenda Jefferson?
Well, Brenda Jefferson, just take the songs and the Word of God, take it into people's heart, where that it can be a blessing to them. I have a song on the CD, God's Got a Blessing for You. God spoke that to me in our ministry. He said this is the year of overflow, and that God has a blessing. All those that will receive the blessing and believe God, God has a blessing. So I would like this album to take place in people's heart, that they receive the blessing that God has for their life, because this is a year of overflow.
Has there been a time in Brenda Jefferson's life when you wanted to get your project off the floor, or even your ministry, and you may have had some doubt as to whether you were going to get into that position to bless people?
Yes, I've been in that point, and even, you know, with the CD, I was like, you know, oh, well, I don't want to, you know. And my son, he has, Calvin, he has a great impact, you know, in my life, because he would come and, Mama, you know, you can do this here, you know, you need to do this here. And he would kind of, you know, push me to, hey, Mama, you need to do this here. So, you know, I at a time in my life, I was like, you know, I don't know, but God told me, say, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to those that believe. So when you believe God, anything's possible. And I had this dream, and I heard my songs all in the stores, and everywhere I went, people were singing these songs. And God told me that he was going to bless me. So, you know, you can have doubt sometimes, but you have to, that's why, you know, when Joe Lagun sung the song, I Will Trust in the Lord, you know, you have to trust in God and what God spoke to you in your life.
When you hear a Brenda Jefferson song on the radio, how does that make one feel?
Oh, I'm excited. Just, you know, hearing my songs on the radio, and just, you know, I feel like I'm ministering in songs, that I've got a message. And that, you know, all those that, you know, God would touch their hearts to listen to the songs, that they would get blessed behind it, and there's a message behind it.
It's sort of self-explanatory, this question, but explain to us what a scripture song is.
A scripture song is just, you know, the Word of God, and that you can go to the Bible and find these scriptures, or this song, that it is Bible, it is scripture. So you can go back to the Word of God, and these songs can bring life into your life by just studying the Word of God.
Would you say this project is a collection of scripture songs?
Yes, yes, yes.
And where did you get the vision to just do scripture songs?
Well, God told me to turn the people's heart back to him with his Word. And he gave it to me in songs. He said, take songs and turn the people's hearts back to me. And so that's, you know, I got the inspiration from just, you know, knowing that, you know, through the Word of God, sometimes people don't open up their Bible, but people love, you know, to love songs and love music. So then if I take the Word of God and put it into music, and behind the music there's a message of the Word of God, and God can touch people's heart just from the words of the song.
Who is Brenda Jefferson?
Oh, Brenda Jefferson is a woman of God that God delivered and set free, and gave her a new mind and a new thought and a new praise. And she's just happy about the blessing that God has in store on her life.
Where would you like to be 5 years from now?
Well, I would like to be, you know, more, you know, I have a desire for youth and teenagers. And I'm working on a center now. I want to, in 5 years, I want to have this center in full force, where kids can, you know, we have a lot of kids that come into the ministry that don't have parents that care about their learning and homework and computer skills and all that. And I would just like to be a part of an impact of kids getting all these skills and going to college. And that's what I want to, you know, have accomplished in 5 years.
Our guest is Brenda Jefferson. The project's called A Time of Refreshing. Where can one pick this project up?
Well, it'll be in the stores the end of May, and the Walmart, the Bible bookstores, and it'll be out, you know, full force.
Okay. Brenda, it has been a pleasure. We thank you for just taking time out and talking about your project, A Time of Refreshing.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed the interview. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest on Star 94.1 is Brenda Jefferson, the project, A Time of Refreshing. Don't forget, pick up the project in stores.